Barbara didn't quite feel accepted everywhere. There were people who had laughed at her idea to become a singer. There were also people who had seemed supportive but after a while had shown a lack of trust in her. The more she spoke to people about her greatest desire, the more an old fable would pop up into her head. This fable was Barbara's favorite, and it went along these lines. There was an old farmer who was going back to his village. With him were his elderly wife and a frail mule. During their journey home, they went through a small village. People there saw the farmer and his wife walking alongside the mule and started making fun of him for not making use of the mule to transport them. Embarrassed, the farmer and his wife jumped on the mule and left the first village. After a short while, they had to go through a second village. There, as soon as people saw the couple riding the feeble mule, started talking as to how cruel they were being to put so much weight on a poor, sickly animal. Ashamed, one more time, the farmer got down from the mule to reduce the weight on her and left the second village to enter the third. As soon as he entered the third village, people started saying how little of a man he was since his wife had made him walk instead of riding the mule. It was clear for the villagers who wore the pants in the relationship. Angered with the gossip, the farmer and his wife switched places. The farmer was now riding the mule and his wife was walking along with them outside of the third village and into the fourth. There, however, people started accusing the farmer of being a horrible husband for leaving his wife to walk and not letting her ride the mule as well. Evidently, the farmer realized that there was no pleasing to people and that the best way for him to travel was the way that he saw fit. He got down from the mule and started walking alongside his wife, just how he had started in the beginning. This beautiful fable reminded Barb how there were always going to be people who would expect her to behave a certain way, push her to fit certain norms, and always have something to criticize. She braced herself with the same kindness that she would give her friends and family, pursuing a goal that seemed unachievable. Art didn't have to be successful to be quality. And that for her was liberating, and it gave her the strength to go after exactly what she had wanted. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. Make sure to hit subscribe and check my website for more fun stuff.